You're listening to SBS News.
In an area the size of a small city on the outskirts of Rome, Italian researchers are working on ways to replace existing energy technologies with new, greener systems. These vary from huge high-tech solar panels to a more mundane biogas plant that produces methane gas from rotting food scraps. That may sound vaguely unpleasant, but lead researcher Roberto Ciccoli, who leads the biogas team, says it shouldn't be underestimated.
The production of biogas lends an important hand to achieving energy independence. It has been calculated that if we were able to use much of our food waste, we would produce about 10% of the methane gas we use for energy, and that means we would be able to substitute an important part for energy independence.
Promising as it may be, this technology isn't widespread and food waste is often left to rot in landfills. And burning methane gas still creates temperature-raising emissions too. So hydrogen, instead, plays a large part in the search for alternative fuels. The waste product is just water. At the high-temperature fuel cells plant, researchers like Davide Pamiglia are convinced this combustible gas is the way forward. He designs and builds battery cells, which are then heated using hydrogen to produce electricity. He says it can be compared to a boiler in a normal household, but with the difference that this machine can produce not only hot water to heat the home, but also electricity. But it's expensive.
At the moment, the most critical point for the introduction of this technology in our daily lives is probably the production cost. In general terms, if you imagine that to produce a kilowatt of power with these machines costs about 10,000 euros. In order to be perfectly competitive with the current technology to produce power, which we're used to, for example the combustion engine, we would have to lower that cost to about 4,000 euros per kilowatt.
Mr. Pamiglia says in Japan, hundreds of thousands of these generators are already in use in homes. In another section of the facility, Giuseppe Messina is investigating using hydrogen to power a turbine producing electricity. He says they're still trying to understand how replacing traditional fuels with hydrogen affects the technology, but he insists it's essential to go in this direction due to global warming.
The reduction of CO2 emissions at this point is a fundamental objective because we're trying to eliminate greenhouse gases in all possible ways, and carbon dioxide is the most relevant. We have various technologies available. One of these uses hydrogen, but we have to look into how the existing systems adapt to the use of this new fuel.
And that concern to try to eliminate greenhouse gases is also at the forefront of Luca Turchetti's mind. He's working on a large solar dish which captures the sun's rays and focuses them on a capsule, creating temperatures of almost 1,000 degrees Celsius and generating electricity as a result. He admits many of these projects might not look beautiful, but the priority lies with saving the planet.
We must always bear in mind what we're comparing. Obviously, a grass meadow with flowers is certainly more beautiful than one with photovoltaic panels or one of this type of solar dish, but we have to produce energy for all our activities, and at the moment, we are producing it in a way which is clearly compromising life on our planet. So obviously, we have to make choices as far as this is concerned.
The researchers say it will take time and effort, but they believe Italy could be on its way to becoming energy self-sufficient. In the meantime, Italy has secured a deal for more natural gas imports across a Mediterranean pipeline from Algeria. Alan Lee, SBS News.